So I hear that June has been your missionary month.
我知道六月是我们的宣教月。
You've had a range of different speakers.
我们有不同的牧师，四位不同的牧师讲道。
Learning about the call to missions.
来学习什么是宣教。
Thinking about the way that the Lord is using our churches and missionaries to reach the globe.
我们来学习神怎样来使用我们的教会去做外地短宣。
And right at the end of this month, I've been invited to come and finish things off.
所以呢，我是作为最后一个讲员来结束这个宣教月的讲道系列。
Well, today I want to think less about global missions.
今天我要重点呢，不放在这个全球的这个外地宣教、海外宣教。
And I want to think about us as missionaries.
我想重点放在我们作为一个个人的一个，每一个人都是一个宣教士。
You see, missions happens around the world.But it also happens right here.
宣教可以到不同的地方，到海外，但是宣教就在我们的眼前，就在我们的家附近。
And I recognize for most of us in this room, we were born somewhere else in the world.
我知道我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹大概都在不同的地方出生成长。
And the reasons that we are all here today in this nation vary.
那我们今天能够坐在一起来这里的原因都是不同的。
Some of you thought that you came here for work.
有些到这里来是为了工作。
Some of you came to study.
有些是来求学。
Some of you came because you were running away from something.
有些呢是逃离某一个地方。
Some of you came for the adventure.
有些呢只是到这里来探险冒险。
And sometimes we think these are the main reasons that we're here in Canada.
也许这是我们自己认为这是我们来到加拿大的主要的原因。
But I actually want to tell you today that there is a God who sent you and I to Canada.
但事实上这些我们来到这里并不是偶然，是神把我们带到了这里。
The main reason that all of us are here in this land
is 我们来到这里这个最主要的原因
is to make God known to the people of this land.
我们要使在这个我们居住这个地方的人来知道认识神接受神。
Now you see, we can look all the way around the world and there are so many places that need to hear the gospel of Jesus.
我们看这个整个的世界有太多的地方有太多的人需要听到福音。
China needs to hear the gospel of Jesus.
中国需要福音。
My home nation of the United Kingdom needs to hear the gospel of Jesus.
英国，我的家乡英国也需要福音，英国人也需要福音。
The Middle East, where there are many Muslims, need to hear about Jesus.
住在中东的这些穆斯林们，他们仍然需要福音。
And I want to tell you, despite the many, many churches that we see here in Canada,Canada needs to hear about Jesus too.
虽然在加拿大有很多教会，但是加拿大人需要福音。
Yeah, you see, we are all part of a group of churches, a family church is called the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
我们知道我们中文教会的名字是中甚至华人宣道会，我们是属于这个宣道会的一支。
And it doesn't matter if the language of our churches are English, Chinese, or Spanish.
不论我们的所崇拜所使用的语言是中文还是英文还是西班牙语。
We all share the same mission.
但是我们有共同的事工。
And Jesus has told us what that mission is.
我们共同的使命，耶稣已经告诉我们。
Go and make disciples of every nation.
去使万民做我的门徒。
In fact, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25,
耶稣在马太福音二十章这样说
that when this gospel was proclaimed in all of the world,
当这个福音传遍全地的时候
then the end will come.
就是世界末世的
Jesus will come back.
耶稣将会到来。
And so we as Christian and Missionary Alliance churches,
我们作为宣教会的一员,
as followers of Jesus Christ,
我们是作为耶稣的门徒,
have the responsibility to share the good news of Him with every nation,
对所有的,
every people,
所有的民族,
every tribe,
不同的种族,
every language.
不同的语言.
And so I wanted us today to focus on what does it mean for you and I as local churches here to have a missionary posture.
那我今天想跟大家分享的是作为你和我在我们当地的宣教我们应该有一个怎样的宣教的生命姿态。
So I want to start today by asking, what do you see when you move into another culture?
我想向大家就是问一下，你搬到一个新的地方的时候，你看到什么？
Just as a show of hands, how many people were born in Canada?
有多少人是在加拿大出生的，请举手。
Generally, some of our younger people were born in Canada.
下一代。
That means at one point, most of us got onto a plane and flew to Canada, right?
所以呢，就是也就是说，我们绝大部分都是说我们坐飞机来到加拿大的。
And I want you to think back to when you first landed in this country.
我请大家回想一下，你刚刚踏上这个加拿大这块土地的时候。
Whether it was a year ago, or 10 years ago, or 40 years ago.
无论是去年、十年、五年，或者是40年之前。
Remember what those early days were like in a strange country.
当你来到一个陌生的国家、国土的时候，你的第一印象是什么？
Do you remember how everything was different?
你难道不记得所有的一切都是陌生的吗？
The language was different.
语言的不同。
The people looked different.
种族的不同。
The food wasn't as tasty, was it?
语言不同。
Like everything was different.
所有的都是不一样的。
You try to go and meet the neighbors.
你想跟邻居去, 认识一下。
And they were a little bit different.
也是我们所不熟悉的。
Canadians don't meet together in the same way as the Chinese do.
加拿大人在他们聚会的方式和我们团聚的方式是完全不一样的。
I remember the first time I went to China.
我记得我第一次到中国的时候。
I mean, for me, everything was different.
对我来说，所有的一切太陌生了。
But the one thing that I remember, and it stuck in my mind.
但是有一件事在我的记忆里不可挥去的是。
Was seniors doing exercise in the park.
就是我们的老年人在公园里面做锻炼身体。
I never see seniors in Canada exercising in the park.
我在加拿大从来没有看到一些, 老年人在公园里面锻炼身体。
Like when you go somewhere new, everything is different.
你到了一个新的地方, 所有的一切都是新鲜的, 都是不同的。
Can I tell you, I speak the language of Canada.
我会说加拿大的语言。
And yet I use words and I'm told by people, Pastor Tim, we don't know what that word is.
Yeah. 都是英语，但是我不说，我用的一些词是属于英式的英语。
I wonder what it was like for our missions team yesterday morning arriving in Ecuador.
所以我可以想象我们的短宣团队在昨天刚刚到达这个厄瓜多尔的时候。
I can imagine some of them when they get big hugs from people.
我想他们可能会受到当地人热情的欢迎，也许一个很热情的拥抱。
Feel very awkward because it's a very different kind of greeting.
但是是这个, 打招呼的方式也是不同的。
Yeah, I can remember the first time that I went to Italy.
我记得我第一次去意大利的时候。
And a grown man, big mustache.
一个成年的成熟的人。
He tried to kiss me on the cheeks. I didn't know what was going on.
不懂这是什么事情啊, 发生了什么事。
You see, anytime we go somewhere new,
所以我们每去到一个新的地方,
We have to expect things will be different.
我们肯定会知道希望有一些不同的事情新鲜的事情发生。
And yet Jesus has called us to go to different places.
但是耶稣呼召我们要让我们去到不同的地方。
And to take this gospel of his.
把他的福音。
And communicate it with different people.
把他的福音传给不同的种族不同的人。
And I have to say, it is immensely challenging.
我很坦诚地讲，这是非常具有挑战性的。
It's challenging because different people do not share the same values.
啊，因为不同的人，他们的价值观不同。
Even the language is different.
语言的障碍。
The way that we talk and communicate is different.
啊，这个就是说，交流沟通的方式都是不同的。
I remember asking Pastor Ander to preach in English church.
我记得我邀请常斌牧师到英文教会来讲道。
He said, no, 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 it's too difficult going from Chinese to English.
他说，哎呦，不行不行，因为这个英语还不够，中文到英文有点难度。
And I understand it because the phrases, idioms, are very different between cultures.
Yeah, 我知道因为有很多这些口头语啊或者是成语啊都有不同。
But one of the things I want to tell you today
但是呢我想跟大家分享的是
is that the Bible shows us people going to other cultures.
但是圣经告诉我们传福音要到不同的人群中去。
In fact, after Jesus ascended to heaven and he sent his Holy Spirit onto the church,
主耶稣升天之后他赐下了圣灵在教会中与我们同在。
He sent mainly Jewish people to go into the Roman world sharing the gospel of Jesus.
他把犹太人派到这个罗马人的地方居住的地方去传讲神的福音。
And I think when we look in the book of Acts, we see helpful ways that we can learn how to share the gospel.
当我们来看这个使徒行传，我们可以学习我们怎样做一个宣教士。
So we are going to look at the story of Acts 17 when Paul goes to Athens.
所以呢，我们刚才读的这段圣经，我们要看保罗到雅典的时候，他是怎样来传福音的。
And Athens was a great city in its day.
雅典是当时一个非常著名的。
In fact, most of the Western world can trace its history back to Greece.
实际上在你看现在的西方的文化西方有很多是有雅典文化的痕迹。
The Greeks were, you know, famous for, you know, philosophers and poets.
希腊文化他们有很多著名的哲学家和诗人。
Great warriors and nation states.
有很多勇士，还有很多的这个战国家的。
Yeah, and Greece had all of its own gods.
当然，他们也有很多他们的神。
You know, Zeus.
宙斯。
Hades.
Hades.
Yeah, yeah. Well done. That's a good translation.
Yeah.
And there was this, I'm trying to think of the word now, pantheon of gods.
他们有很多很多这个这个他们所敬拜的神。
And the gods lived in a great city in the sky.
他们说他们的神在天上住在一个美丽的城市。
And most of the time, they didn't really care for the things of humanity.
他们不是很在意人类，但是他们很在意天上的所谓的神。
But there would be certain times that the gods would come down.
Yeah, 他们觉得他们的神可以会降到人间。
And here was the great thing as a Greek person. There was a god for everything.
在希腊中文化中，他们有各种各样的神。
If there was a young couple wanted to get pregnant, there was a god that you could pray to for your fertility.
Yeah, 如果一对年轻的夫妇他们想要孩子生育，那有一个生育主管掌管生育的神。
If you were wanting to get a new job and earn some more money, there was a god that you could pray to ask for wealth.
如果你想有一个好的得到一份好的工作赚很多钱， 你可以去找那个管理这些方面的这个神来为你。
You had a relative who was ill, you go to this God.
啊，你不喜欢这个，你可以到其他的。
You want to pray for your crops and for the harvest, you go to this God.
如果你要去去这个收获的神，你也可以到。总之，你可以有需要的时候，你就去到那个你所需要的那个神。
The Greeks had a God for everything.
希腊文化他们有各种各样的神，好像主管所有的事情。
Athens was a city full of shrines.
啊，雅典呢就是这样一个充满了偶像的地方。
And so Paul, who is a Jewish man, arrives in the city of Athens.
保罗是一个犹太人，当他到达雅典的时候。
And the first thing that we see in verse 16 of chapter 17,
我们在这个保罗首先看到的在17章16节这里说，
Paul is in Athens and he's deeply troubled by all of the idols that he sees everywhere in the city.
呀，保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，他看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急难过。
Because Paul knows there's one true God.
因为保罗知道只有一个真神。
And he sees a people whose hearts are going to other things.
但是他看到这些在雅典的这些他们去拜的这些偶像拜的是假神。
He sees them praying to a God for healing and yet there's no healing.
他看到人们去虽然是一个医治像一个医治所谓医治的偶像祷告但他并没有这种医治的功能。
And he sees them praying to a God for wealth and success and yet they still struggle.
他看到人们在向一个所谓可以保证成功的人、成功的神在祈求，但是并不能带来成功。
Yeah, Paul sees this and it says his heart is troubled.
保罗看到这些，他的心里面就非常的忧伤难过。
Now I want to be very clear why Paul is troubled.
我这里要跟大家讲的很分享的很清楚，保罗为什么心里会忧伤难过
？You see, sometimes we might look at this and think Paul is looking at all the people and he's angry with them.
也许我们会觉得哦，因为保罗看到这些人拜偶像，所以他对他们很生气、很愤怒。
And I'm going to say there are Christians who look at non-Christians like that.
有的时候我们基督徒看一些非基督徒可能是这样的看法。
Look at those wicked people worshipping idols.
看看这些这些罪人他们拜假神拜偶像。
But this is not Paul's heart's posture.
但是在这段经文里讲的保罗并不是因为单纯的愤怒。
Paul is troubled because he has compassion on the people.
保罗内心的这种忧伤难过是有负担，是因为他有一颗怜悯的心。
He cares for them.
他关心他们，关心雅典人。
And Paul, he doesn't want them to waste their lives on false gods.
因为保罗不想他们在拜偶像的这种拜偶像而沉沦。
He wants them to know the God who can truly bring life and freedom.
他要让他们知道谁是真神。
And so for Paul, it begins by actually looking at the culture and seeing people who attract and compassion for them.
所以呢，保罗从他们的文化入手，看到带着一颗怜悯的心来看他周围的人。
I love the story of the founder of the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
我很喜欢这个我们这个宣道会的这个创始人，他的关于他的一段轶事。
A.B. Simpson was a very, very successful pastor in New York.
Yeah, 就是这个 Simpson 牧师他是在纽约一个非常成功的而且富有的一个教会牧会。
He was the pastor of a very wealthy church.
Yeah, 他是纽约一个非常富有的一个教会的牧师。
They paid him very, very well to be their pastor.
他们给他有付很多的薪金让他来牧会。
Now, around that time, there were many, many people moving to America.
这个是在18世纪到20世纪初，所以那个时候有很多移民到，从意大利啊什么欧洲来的移民到纽约。
And there were many people moving from places like Ireland and Italy, immigrants arriving by boats.
当这些爱尔兰和意大利的移民乘船来到纽约的时候，
And he sees them, very, very poor immigrants.
他看到的是这些非常贫穷的移民。
Struggling to find work.
他们在这个贫困线上挣扎，寻找工作。
Living in real squalor and poverty.
他们的生活条件是非常的简陋，残酷。
And he feels this call to go and preach to these, to go and preach to these immigrants.
他内心有这种感动，也有这种呼召，要向这些移民们，这些贫穷的移民们去传福音。
And they are responding to the gospel and they're getting saved.
而且这些人当听到福音的时候，他们就积极地回应神，而且呢，相信神，接受神，接受福音。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神，赞美神。
And so he says to them, come to my church, come to my church.
所以他就邀请这些移民说，来我们的教会。
And so he brings them into his wealthy church.
他把这些贫穷的移民带到了这个富有的教会。
And the response of the church was, we don't want these people in our church.
但是教会的反应是，我们不需要这些人，不让这些人来我们的教会。
They say to A.B. Simpson, they can't come.
他们告诉辛普森牧师，这些人移民们，他们不可以到我们的教会来。
So he says to them, well, if they can't come, I'm not coming either.
所以呢，辛普森牧师说，如果你们不接纳他们，那我只有离去。
So he leaves his church.
所以他离开了这个所谓非常富有的教会。
He leaves his very, very good salary.
他把他的薪金当然也留在了那个教会。
And he starts a church amongst the immigrants on the docks of New York.
他重新建立了一个教会，专门来服侍这些移民们。
He is not making a salary anymore.
不再有任何的收入。
But he does it because of a heart that sees people with compassion.
所以这样做是因为他有一颗怜悯的心来为服侍这些移民们。
The missionary posture always starts with a heart of compassion for others.
一个宣教的生命的态度姿态往往要有一颗怜悯的从有一颗怜悯的心开始。
Lost people are not the enemy.
未信的人并不是我们的敌人。
Other cultures are not the enemy.
和我们不同文化背景的人也不是我们的敌人。
Other people are the focus of God's love and affection.
Pardon me?
Other people are the focus of God's love.
其他人呢，他们想寻求的是神的爱。
Yeah, so for Paul, in Athens, he sees the idols.
所以呢，在雅典，保罗看到这些满城的偶像。
And his heart has compassion.
他的心为这些灵魂失去这种灵魂的人而担忧，有怜悯的心。
And so what it means for Paul at this point is that he starts to go where the people are.
那在这种情况下，保罗做了什么呢？他进到人群中，进到有需要的人群中。
You see, for Paul, it would have been very easy to have just gone and found other Jewish people.
对保罗来讲，如果他就在犹太人当中传讲耶稣，也许是很容易的事情。
He could have focused on his own people and said, "I'm going to start a Hebrew-speaking church in Athens."
他也许可以说，我要在雅典建立一个只讲希伯来语的这个为犹太人而预备的教会。
Now, here's the thing. He did go to the Jewish-speaking people.
确实是这样做了，进到了犹太的会堂。
We read in verse 17, he went to the synagogue to reason with the Jews and with the God-fearing Gentiles.
所以呢，在17节这里讲呢，于是呢， 在会堂里，保罗进到会堂里，与犹太人和这些近前的人。
So he found out his people.
找到了他的同胞。
And he shared the gospel with them.
也传向他的同胞，传讲了福音。
But he didn't stop there.
但是这并不止于此。
Because where does he go after the synagogue?
他从会堂出来之后到了哪里呢？
He goes to the marketplace.
市场中。
He goes to the place where everybody is meeting.
他到了这种市场上呢，就是街上看到所有人都去的地方。
And he begins to meet people.
他在那里与人相遇相交。
And he begins to talk to them about Jesus.
他们交谈来传讲耶稣。
He starts to have even some arguments and some debates.
甚至跟他们辩论。
And of course,For the local people, they are looking at him. Who is this foreigner preaching to us?
所以呢，在当地的雅典人看说，这个人到底是什么人啊？外国人跑到我们这里来乱讲什么？
He is bringing a foreign god to our country.
他把他的这个神带到我们的地方来。
And I'm going to tell you, for any missionary who has ever gone anywhere, there is always that same accusation.Why are you bringing your foreign God to us?
Yeah, 对所有的宣教士都面临同样的问题。到进到一个新的地方的时候，常常会被质疑，你怎么把你的这个神带到了我们的当中？就像中国说，耶稣是西方的神，不是我们中国人的神。
But here's the thing.
但是大家要知道
，God isn't a foreign God.
神并不是一个只是给外国人的神。
I have heard people say, oh, Christianity is a Western religion.
Yeah, 所以有些人我们常常说，哦，基督教只是西方的一种宗教。
But it's not.
不是，不是这样的。
When the gospel spread, it didn't just go to Europe.
当福音被传开的时候，不仅仅只在欧洲传播。
It went down into Africa.
被传到了非洲。
It went into Asia.
福音传到了亚洲。
Because God is the God of all.
因为神是万族万民的神。
He made every part of this world.
他是掌管所有世界的神。
Every person, whether they're from the west or from the east, were formed from the same dust of the ground.
Yeah.无论你是在西方还是在东方，都在神创造的这个地球上。
So it is not Paul taking a foreign god.
并不是说保罗带了一个未不知道的一个别的神来到雅典。
It's Paul taking the one true god.
而是保罗他带来的是唯一的真神，是为雅典带来了唯一的真神。
Now of course every culture.The first time they hear the gospel, it's going to be difficult.
当然了，在当你任何一个文化，当你第一次听到这个福音的时候，都不是一件容易接纳的事情。
Because I want you to hear this very carefully.
我想请大家仔细来思想。
There are no perfect cultures.
没有一个完美的文化，没有任何一个文化是完美的。
Every culture has its idols.
任何一个文化都有它自己的偶像。
My culture has its idols.
有偶像。
We worship soccer more than we worship the God of the universe.
我们呢，对这个足球的这种狂热，超过了我们对神的热爱。
In my culture, we worship status and wealth.
我们在英国，我们很注重这个阶层和这个富有。
In my culture, we make the individual greater than the community.
在我的文化背景中，我们更看重个人而超过这个团体。
And we could go around every culture in the world and we could find idols.
Yeah, 我们如果你来看这个不同世界上不同的文化，都可以很容易的找到他们所敬拜的偶像。
And some people look at every culture through a very negative lens.
因为很多时候呢，我们在看待不同文化的时候呢，往往是用一种狭隘的眼光去看。
But every culture also has good qualities.
但是不同的文化也有很多值得学习的地方，好的地方。
Every culture has things that are true and good and noble.
要有很多不同的文化都有很多很好的很高尚的东西。
And the job of the missionary is to look at a culture and we need to discern the difference between that which is an idol and that which is good.
Yeah, 作为一个宣教士或者是宣教者，你要知道哪些文化是可以我们来使用来传播福音，哪些是要来摒弃的一些糟粕。
Now Paul is going to where the people are in Athens.
保罗他进到雅典的这些有需要的人群中。
He's sharing the gospel.
他向人分享福音。
And Paul could have gone and told them everything wrong with their culture.
保罗也许可以直接，或许可以直接的告诉雅典人，你们这些所拜的偶像全部是错的。
He could have walked into Athens and said, "Look at your dirty idols."
Yeah, 他可以指责他们说，你们雅典人，瞧你们拜的这些假神。
He could have said, "You sinful, wicked people, tear those idols down."
Yeah, 你们这些邪恶的人，把这些偶像全部拆除。
And yet, we don't see that happen.
但是我们并没有看到保罗这样做。
We actually see Paul doing something very important.
但是我们看到保罗所做的是更重要的。
Part of the missionary posture is that we observe and we learn.
很重要的一个宣教的心态，应该有的心态是，你要来观察，要来学习，要来融入当地的文化。
And there are some things that we learn that Paul has done.
所以我们从保罗身上可以学习到。
Paul has obviously gone and looked at the shrines and the idols.
保罗他是去到看到了他们所拜的这些偶像。
He has gone and learnt about their religion and their gods.
他也去了解他们的这个宗教和他们的这些神。
He has spent time reading their books.
他是花时间去读他们的做文学作品书
learning and listening to the words of their philosophers and their poets.
他学习他们的这些哲学家和诗人的作品和思想内容。
So much so that later he goes to a place called Mars Hill.
后来他到了一个地方叫雅略巴谷。
Yeah. And Mars Hill is the place where the philosophers debate philosophy.
他们在这里是这些哲学家辩论的地方。
And he begins to talk to them.
他在那里就跟他们谈论辩论。
He's talking to them about Jesus.
他在那里向他们传讲耶稣基督。
But notice what he says to them.
但是我们要注意看他是怎样跟他们传讲的。
Beginning in verse 22,
在22节
he said, "Men of Athens, I see that you are religious in every way."
他在22节说，在雅略巴谷当中说，众位雅典人啊，我看见你们凡事都很敬畏鬼神。
I've walked along and I've seen all of your shrines.
我在街上走的时候，我看到了你们有很多这种祭坛呢，在拜神。
But I was very interested in one of your altars.
但是呢，我对某一个非常感兴趣。
There was the altar to the god called Unknown.
呀，就是有你们在祭坛上写了有一个未识之神，这一个我很感兴趣。
Now notice what Paul does.
我们在这里学习保罗是怎样传讲福音的吗？
Paul does not have a posture of condemnation.
保罗并没有指责他们，他的这种心态姿态，他并没有高高在上指责雅典人。
In fact, he's looking at their culture closely to find ways that he can connect the gospel to them.
事实上，保罗他是在了解当地的文化之后。找到一个可以切入的文化点和他们进行沟通。
So he says to them, even you recognize that there is a God that you do not yet know.
所以他在这里呢，他对雅典人讲，他说，我知道你们自己也承认有一个未知之神，你们在拜。
So let me tell you about this God.
那好，我来跟你讲一下这个未知之神到底是谁，是怎样的神。
Because I know him.
因为我知道我信的就是这位。
And so he begins to tell them about the God that created the world with his hands.
所以呢，接下来他向人讲了创造天地的神。
Yeah, he speaks about how this God is the Lord of everything and has a purpose for the nations.
他向人传讲这位为我们创天造地的神对每一个人的这种旨意。
He even goes as far to begin quoting their own philosophers and their own poets to say, you already believe this that I'm telling you.
他甚至引用他们诗人的一些诗句来跟雅典人来沟通，来传讲，你们已经在相信这个神。
And he uses the opportunity to build rapport, to build trust.
Yeah, 他用这些对他们文化的熟悉，从这个切入点跟他们建立信任，建立关系。
So that he can tell them what God has done through Jesus Christ.
在这个基础上，他来清楚地向他们传讲耶稣基督。
And he's very clear.
他是非常清楚地讲耶稣是谁。
Jesus died for our sins. God raised him from the dead.
耶稣为我们的罪而死，而且神使他从死里复活。
So now believe in this God.
你们应该相信的是这位真神。
You see, missions is all about connecting people to the Father.
所以宣教是要和人建立关系，来向他们传讲。
I actually believe that as Christians, there are two very important things that you and I have to study.
作为基督徒，我觉得我们要学习的两个很重要的功课。
The first is study the Bible.
首先我们要持守圣经，唯有圣经。
You need to know the will and the word and the revelation of God.
你要读圣经，你要知道神在圣经，他要向我们说的，神的旨意，神的启示。
But secondly, we need to be students of culture.
第二个我们应该，作为基督徒应该学习的功课，就是说你要学习不同的文化，接受不同的文化。
And so what that means is that for you and for I, as those who have landed into Canada, we need to be students of Canada and Canadian culture too.
所以具体来讲，对你我来讲，我们来到加拿大，我们要学习加拿大的文化，要了解加拿大的文化。
Because you and I are missionaries in this land.
因为你和我都是在加拿大的传教士。
We have to reach Chinese-speaking people.
没有错，我们要去接触我们的中国的同胞。
For many Chinese landing in Canada, this is the opportunity for them to hear the gospel.
所以这是一个非常非常好的机会，让我们可以向我们的同胞讲中文的同胞传讲福音。
But we also need to learn about our Canadian, about our neighbors who are Canadian or from India or from South America.
但只给我们的同胞传福音还不够，我们要去向不同文化的印度人或者是其他的种族的来传讲福音。
Because they too need to hear the gospel.
他在这里也是仍然需要听到福音的。
Now, let me very quickly talk about one of the challenges in sharing the gospel.
我想跟大家分享一下，在我们传福音的时候有一个很大的挑战。
Translation is very difficult.
翻译是很难的。是的。
This is a moment for us to give a round of applause to Sylvie for her translation.
感谢神。
But the gospel never changes.
但是福音是不会改变的。
But the way we share the gospel always changes.
但是我们怎样来传福音，这个是需要不断的来提高和改变的。
If I'm going to share the gospel with someone who is Chinese or someone who is young or from someone who's from England, the way that I share the gospel will be very different.
Yeah, 我们向不同的人要用不同的方法来传福音，向中国人传福音，或者是向一个小孩孩童传福音，或者是向一个英国人传福音，使用的方法是不同的，策略也是不同的。
I remember speaking to a very dear friend of mine called Keith.
我跟我的一个好朋友Keith在传福音的时候。
Keith was my mentor for around 5 to 10 years.
我的导师大概有五年多的时间。
And Keith used to be a missionary in a country called Papua New Guinea.
他是在巴布几内亚做传教士。
Yeah, it was a small country on an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, 是在太平洋中的一个很小的岛国。
It was a very tribal island.
而且是有很多这个部落，谢谢。
In fact, every town was at war with the next town.
Yeah, 其实每一个部落之间有很多的战争。
And for the culture there, there was one big value.
但是呢，他们的这个价值只有一点。
If you hurt my family, I'll hurt your family even more.
所以他们就是说，你人不犯我，我必犯人，而且犯得更惨。
And so there were villages that had been at war with each other for hundreds of years.
所以呢，很长时间以来。 这个村庄之间的部落之间战乱不断。
And if you were to ask them why you're at war with the neighboring village, they would have no idea why.
如果你问他说你为什么要跟你的这个邻村的或者邻部落的打仗，他们根本不知道是因为什么，没有。
Because the cause was so long ago, everybody had forgotten.
Yeah, 也许这个起因呢是很久很久以前的，以至于人们都忘了他们为什么而战。
Now the missionaries were there learning their local languages.
Yeah, 那这个宣教士在那里学习他们当地的语言。
So that they could share the gospel with people.
用当地的语言向当地的人来传讲福音。
But they had one big problem.
但是他们有一个很大的问题是,
the tribes had no word in their language for forgiveness.
但是在他们的这个语言当中是找不到宽恕、原谅这个词的。
Forgiveness wasn't a concept.
对他们来讲，这根本就没有这个概念的，没有这个宽恕的、原谅的这种概念的。
So how do you preach the gospel to people where the most basic concept we need is missing?
Yeah, 你可以想象，你怎么向一个部落来传福音，向这个族类传福音？他在他的语言中根本连最基本的这个宽恕这个概念都没有。
So they had to learn a different way to communicate.
所以呢，他们必须要学习一种使用一种新的不同的方式来交流沟通。
And the way that they shared the gospel was they talked about Jesus laying down his life.
所以他们在传讲耶稣基督，传讲福音的时候，在讲耶稣是怎样为我们的罪而死。
And to give them a very practical example of that, they said it would be like Jesus having a machete like you have a machete.
就像，所以是非常形象化的一些行为艺术。 耶稣为我们的死，就像他的死，就像你们拿的这个刀匕首。And
putting the machete down and getting rid of the machete.
Yeah, 你把它插到他的身体里面去，让这个看不见刀杀死他。And
when the tribes began to understand the concept,
当这些部落的人慢慢明白理解这个概念之后。
They began to give all of their machetes to the missionaries.
把他们的所有的这些武器刀都交给了这个传教士。
Because if Jesus didn't need a machete anymore, we don't need a machete anymore. Yeah.
所以呢，耶稣他不需要这些，所以我们也不需要这些武器。
And so in their language, the truth is Jesus died on the cross so we can lay down our machetes.
所以他们的理解就是说耶稣为我们的罪而死在十字架上，所以呢我们也不需要再用这些匕首刀来杀人。
You see, we have to be students of the Word of God and of culture because we need to find a way to translate the gospel to every culture.
所以对我们基督徒来讲，两件重要的功课，首先我们要了解圣经，要唯有圣经，根据圣经，而且同时你要学习这个不同的文化，用他们可以理解的方式来向他们传讲耶稣基督。
Now, I'm going to share some good news and some bad news with you.
我想跟大家分享一些好消息，也有一些不太好的消息。
The good news is God has given us everything we need to reach other people.
好消息是神给了我们，我们需要向其他人传福音所有的一切。
He has given us the word of God and the revelation of Jesus.
他给了我们圣经，也给了我们耶稣基督的启示。
And he's given every one of us the ability to learn.
他给我们每一个人都可以来向他寻求，来了解神。
We all have the ability to learn about other people.
而且呢，神也赐给我们向他人学习的机会，让给我们能力去向别的人学习了解。
Now here's the bad news.
但是这个一个不太好的消息。
We don't learn by accident.
我们不是说就随便的这样来学。
If you're going to pray to God to say, I want to learn about this other culture, it isn't just going to happen overnight.
当然了，我们不会说是祷告说我要去学习这个文化，这马上就可以发生的。
You have to commit to a way of doing. You have to commit to learning.
Yeah, 你要委身，你要愿意付出，你要愿意来摆上。
And it takes time.
需要时间，需要坚持。
I mean, let me ask you, if I was going to learn fluent Chinese,
我来就以我为例，如果我想学习中文的话，学习流利的中文。
How long would it take me to learn?
那你们猜大概要多长时间可以变得很流利呢？
I mean, if I spoke it every day, I might be able to speak quite well after 6 months.
如果我每天都用中文来沟通交流的话，大概六个月我可以来沟通讲中文，没问题。
Although it would take my mouth much longer to learn the tones.
但是虽然呢，就是把这个音调发的准确一点，可能时间会更长一些。
To read would take longer.
但是如果你来读的话呢，可以读中文，那可能要时间更长。
And to write all those characters?
如果写下所有的汉字，
Let's be honest, there are many people here who don't write all of the characters yet.
诚实的讲，我们在座的所有人其实也有很多字不会写的。
It is committing to a lifetime of learning to reach people.
所以呢，这个就是说我们要有一个你要愿意委身，是一个长期的投资，你要不断的来学习，是终身的学习，来学习人，学习他人的文化。
I'll be honest, this is why I think many Christians don't share the gospel.
也许这个就是很多基督徒没有这个传讲耶稣基督的原因，或者是福音。
Because they're not willing to pay the cost to learn about someone else.
因为他们不愿意走出自己的这个舒适的区域，去学习新的东西来传扬福音。
I had this conversation with a member of my church about a month ago.
一个月前，我跟我的英文教会的一位会友。有一些沟通。
I'm not going to say their name because I don't want to embarrass them.
我不会讲他的名字啊。
But someone said to me, Pastor Tim, you always talk about sharing the gospel with other people.
他跟我讲，他说 ，Pastor Tim， 你常常跟我讲，你要向不同的人去传福音。
And they said to me, but I have a big problem.
但是呢，我有一个很大的难题。
All of my friends are Christian.
但是我的几乎所有的朋友都是基督徒。
I live in an apartment that's full of Christians.
我住在一个一个 apartment 里面呢，公寓里面。
I go to lunch with other Christians.
我跟其他的基督徒一起去吃午餐。
I spend time at the church. I'm always around other Christians.
教会也是跟基督徒在一起，我几乎常常只跟基督徒在一起。
And they said to me, "How am I supposed to share the gospel?"
我怎么去传福音啊？
Well, I said, go and make friends who are not Christian. Like,
很简单，去跟一些还未信的人交朋友。
It's not rocket science.
这并不是什么一些高难度的科学。
The call has always been to go to people.
其实很简单，进入到有需要的人群中。
Too many of us wait for people to come to us.
但是很多时候，我们常常在等人来求我们。
No, we go to people.
我们应该走出去，进到人群中。
Now, this week,
这个星期
we have a shared mission.
我们有这个在分享宣教。
Our two churches have a big Canada Day celebration.
接下来的这个加拿大国庆是一个宣教的好机会。
Can I say thank you to the many people who signed up to do face painting and bouncy houses and to do the barbecue?
首先非常感谢已经报名愿意来帮忙做义工的这些弟兄姐妹。
Everything helps.
任何一件小事情都是一个大的帮助。
But just imagine this Wednesday.
可以想象。
We have about 600 people coming to the church who are not part of the church.
也许我们希望大概有600人左右，这些人从来不是我们教会的这个成员来到这里。
Now some of them are Christian, but many of them are not.
其中可能会有一些基督徒，但绝大多数可能都没有听过福音。
In fact, it will be a very multicultural group.
在加拿大庆祝这天，加拿大国庆这天是一个多种族多文化的人群会来到这里。
Now I have an image in my head.
我脑子里有一个意象。
What would it look like if each and every one of us made a commitment to meet 3 new people?
可以想想，如果我们每一个人可以做一个决定来认识接触三个新朋友。
To go and introduce ourselves.
我们去向他们介绍，做自我介绍。
And to ask questions about them.
向他们询问他们的需要。
Where are you from?
了解他们从哪里来。
Is this your first time at the church?
是不是第一次来教会啊？
What are you looking forward to about this celebration?
你在这里你希望有什么收获呢？
What do you do for a living?
你可以分享你的工作吗？
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, 你可以更多的向我来介绍一下你自己吗？
Now if we began to just connect with people and we're interested in them,
如果我们就是跟这些新的朋友来表达我们对他们的这种关心，
it won't take long for them to be interested in us.
我肯定不会花很久，他们一定会对我们感兴趣，来到教会。
Because I can tell you this, many of them are already wondering why would the church do this for the community?
因为他们很多人来到这个加拿大国庆，他们已经在思考，在或者是好奇，教会为什么会办这些免费的活动。
And we get to tell them.
这是一个我们跟他们沟通的好机会。
We believe that God loves and cares for this community.
因为我们相信神爱我们，也爱这个社区，也爱你。
He cares for this nation, so we're happy to celebrate Canada.
呀，神爱加拿大，所以我们一同来庆祝国庆。
We want to bless you because God is for you.
我们愿意分享神对你的这个爱，愿意神来祝福你，因为神爱你。
And we're doing this because 2,000 years ago, a man called Jesus died and God rose him from the dead.
我们这样做是因为在2000多年以前，耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，
Now, if we have between us 300, 400, 500 conversations,
如果我们能跟这些新的朋友有大概四五百个的交谈，这种谈话，
someone's life is going to be changed.
我坚信有一定有人的一些生命会被改变。
But the focus isn't on waiting for them to come to us.
但关键，你不要坐在这里等人来到你这边。
God says go to them.
神清楚地呼召我们去、yeah. 去到人群中。
And we have to trust God with what happens next.
我们当然要相信把一切的结果交托于神。
When Paul was sharing the gospel with people, there were many responses.
当保罗向雅典人传讲福音的时候，有很多不同的反应。
In verse 32, some people laughed at him with contempt.
有些人的反应是讥笑，在这个32节这里讲到。
There are going to be people who think that we're mad because we believe in Jesus.
有些人也许说你们这些疯子相信什么耶稣。
That's okay, let them laugh.
没有关系，他们嘲笑我们，讥笑我们，我们不怕。
There are going to be some people who respond like they did here and say, "We want to hear more, but at a later date."
也许有人说啊，我想了解更多，但是呢，不是现在，再等一等。
I am interested. I haven't got the time now.
我虽然对这个很感兴趣，但是我现在没有什么时间。
Can I tell you, if someone ever says to you, I am interested, but I haven't got the time.
如果有人对你这样讲，我感兴趣，但是我现在还没时间。
Ask them the next question. When do you have time?
那你就可以接着问下一个问题，向他们问下一个问题。那你觉得什么时候有时间呢？
Yeah, I will make time to meet you to talk about this.
我会找时间，我来跟你分享。
Let them know that this is so important that I'm willing to cancel my trip to watch the soccer to go and do this.
你可以让他知道这个是非常对他是对我们是非常重要的，我可以把我的议程改掉，甚至牺牲看足球世界杯的机会来跟你分享。
People will never feel it's important if we don't communicate it's important.
如果我们不把这个放在一个重要的议程、一个态度上，
we,
对方也不会这样。
Yeah. If we say to them, "You haven't got the time," oh well, no worries, plenty of time.
如果他说啊，我没有时间。如果我们的回答是哦，没有关系啊，还有很时间多的是，机会多的是的话。
They're going to think it's clearly not important enough to you.
所以呢，对方可能就会觉得哦。这本来对他就不是什么一个重要的事情，只是说说而已。
But there is another response, verse 33.
但是呢，在33节给了我们另外一种回应。
Yeah. In verse 33 and 34, it said, "When Paul had finished his discussion, some joined him and became believers."
呀，33节这里讲，保罗从他们当中出去的之后呢，但是有些人贴近他，信了主。
There are people who respond favorably to the gospel.
有人接受了耶稣基督，接受了福音，相信了神。
You're here because one day you responded favorably to the gospel.
我们之所以能够坐在这里，因为是我们回应了神的回应了神的爱，相信了耶稣基督。
And there was a moment when you didn't believe.And then there was a moment, having heard the gospel, you believed.
所以这里我们看到有这个听了不信，但是也有听了就信接受的。
But for most of you, it's because somebody went and shared the gospel with you.
我们回想我们信主的过程，一定是有人向你传福音，来传讲耶稣基督，以至于你接受神，相信神。
You see.Brothers and sisters, you and I are not in Canada by accident.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们今天坐在这里，在加拿大不是偶然的。
God has placed us here to reach many people.
神把我们安置在 St. Catherine 这里，是让我们来 传扬来接触认识更多的人。
God has placed us here to reach Chinese people moving to Canada.
神让我们在这里去服侍那些新来的中国移民。
God has placed us here to reach newcomers from other nations arriving into Canada.
同样的，神让我们生活居住在这里，也是让我们去服侍那些从不同的国家、不同的种族来到加拿大的新移民。
But you're also here because God's placed you because this nation needs to hear your voice.
最重要的，神把我们带到加拿大，让我们生活在这里，因为这个国家需要耶稣基督，这里的人民需要耶稣基督。
Do you know, historically, places like the UK and Canada used to send missionaries around the world.
从我们如果回顾历史，我们知道像加拿大或者是英国，往往在很久以前都是派出宣教士的地方。
But it's not an accident that God is now sending missionaries from other parts of the world to these places.
但是现在神他带领更多的人来到这些国家，来到加拿大，作为传扬他福音的宣教士。
So St. Catherine's Chinese Alliance Church.
亲爱的圣宣圣诗华人宣道会的弟兄姐妹。
I am so happy that we get to partner in mission together.
我非常感恩我们两个教会中英教会可以在主里面同工。
This Wednesday, we are missionaries to the community.
这个马上的加拿大的国庆 July 1st 是我们共同来为主服侍社区的一个很好的见证。
In 3 weeks' time, we are missionaries to 120 young people.
在接下来的这个暑期儿童圣经班，我们会为100多位儿童来服侍。
Yeah. Right now, we are missionaries through our prayers and through our givings to Ecuador and Peru.
现在我们不仅仅要透过我们的祷告来支持我们在厄瓜多尔的短宣团队。
So let's make the commitment, learn the word, learn about culture, and let's go together.
同样的，我们也要有行动，将我们走到人群中，传扬清楚的来传扬耶稣基督。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
And Lord, I want to thank you for my brothers and sisters.
亲爱的天父，我为弟兄姐妹献上我的感恩。
We have different cultures.
虽然我们来自于不同的文化。
We have different languages.
我们使用不同的语言。
In fact, many times we look at each other and we only see the things that are different.
事实上，很多时候我们在看对方的时候，我们只看到了这个不同之处。
But truth is, Lord, we're the same.
但事实上，我们在主里，主啊，我们是一样的。
We are children that were created by you to share in your love and your glory.
我们都是神你的孩子，都是你所创造的，都是你都赋予我们去传福音的使命。
Jesus, you didn't die for only one people.
主耶稣，你不是仅仅只为某一个国家或民族而死。
You died to draw all people to yourself.
你在十字架上为全人类，为万族万民舍弃了你的生命。
And being raised from the dead, we all share in the one life together.
因着你的复活，我们同样的是来侍奉一个主。
Lord, help us to be a people who live for your glory alone.
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们活着唯有来荣耀见证主。
Give us hearts of compassion for people around us.
赐给我们有怜悯的心来对待、接待、看待我们周围的人。
And help us to be bold and courageous in sharing your love with others.
赐给我们刚强壮胆，让我们勇敢地向其他人来宣扬主的福音，传讲耶稣。
Do this so that others may know Jesus too.
以至于让更多的人来归向神，来相信耶稣基督。
We pray all these things in your name, Lord Jesus.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, thank you very much.